Columbus politician Bob Gibbs says he's a tax cutter.
I have a record of cutting taxes.
Only problem? The facts. Gibbs voted for the Taft tax, the largest tax increase in state history.
I'm Kurt Schrader, and I approve this message.
Even though Wall Street wrecked our economy, investment banker Scott Bruin thinks they need more of our money. He supports tax loopholes and policies that have outsourced 85,000 Oregon jobs. Scott Bruin, good for Wall Street and bad for Oregon. It's trash day in New York City. What'll they do with all that garbage? If Pat McCrory becomes our governor, that won't be a problem, because McCrory wants to let New York and New Jersey dump their garbage in North Carolina. He stood up to his own party, and Bruce Braley got fair Medicare payments for Iowa doctors, cut red tape for our veterans. And Ben Lang, when Wall Street tried to block reform, he stood with them. Ben Lang for the big guys, Braley for Iowa. Deval Patrick, he's doing just great. He can afford the 8 tax increases he pushed through. The Gloucester Times says changing Massachusetts must start with electing Charlie Baker as governor. When they came home, America gave them more than a parade. We gave them opportunity, a chance to go to college, the GI Bill. Supporting our troops isn't about politics. It's about patriotism.